Well, we are heading towards Parshas HaChodesh. Pesach is in the air, so it's kedai to think a little bit about this mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu L'Chodshei Hashana. Because the way the Torah introduces it, there's a mokum chiddush over here. Vayom Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim leimer. So why the hadgosha that this was said in Eretz Mitzrayim? No, we know they were in Eretz Mitzrayim, so why tell us that it was be'eretz Mitzrayim? So I think the pshuta shel mikra has to be that the hadgosha is, you see that with this mitzvah, we didn't wait till Mamet HaSinai, which was the place where the Ribbono Shel Olam started giving us the mitzvahs. This mitzvah had to jump ahead, even they were still in Eretz Mitzrayim, and no other mitzvah had been given to them at this point as Klal Yisrael. We know the Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, that because that's the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael as a Klal. So the pasuk is matkesh that the Torah didn't wait as it did in all the other mitzvahs, but right away be'eretz Mitzrayim the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe and Aaron about this mitzvah. Now why, what's so important about it? Why did it have to be so fast that right away in Mitzrayim they get told the mitzvahs while they were still there? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah according to the Ramban is like this, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that when we count months, we should not count them with the names of months like we do today. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. No, the Torah says that's not what I want. If it's not what the Torah wants, why do we do it? We'll soon see. But the Torah says that's not what I want. I want you to count Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi. I want you to call the months not by names, but to number them. And in the numbering, there's a great big chiddush, because it's not like we have a phrase by the Goyim. I guess everybody would say, what's the first month of the year? It's January. What's January? First of January is New Year. So what's the first month? When the guy talks about the first month, what he means is the first month of the year. And what is the first month of the year? That depends when the year starts. And by the guy, it starts in January. So the first month of the year is January. But by us, it's not that way. By us, the year begins with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first month of the year, really. So Tishrei is the first month of the year. But we don't call Tishrei the first month of the year. The Maaseh, what we do is to call Tishrei the seventh month of the year. What's the pshat? Because we're not counting the months from the year, that means from the beginning of the year. We're counting the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is that when you count your months, they should be counted counterintuitively, against our intuition. Don't call the first month the first month of the year. Call the first month since Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second month since Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third month since Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, first, second, and third has absolutely nothing to do with the place of this month during the year. If you, that were the criterion, if that were what is counting, so we'd call Tishrei the first month. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count our months from Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, so what's so important about that mitzvah? I mean, there is no direct kesher, one would suppose, between that and the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, which are the rest of the Pasha. Like, what was the hurry of sticking it right here in Mitzrayim? And it's the first mitzvah which Klal Yisrael was commanded. So, however, one would suppose that that gives it special chashivas. It's a very chashchoshev mitzvah. It's the very first mitzvah which the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us. He couldn't wait, and he told it to us already in Mitzrayim. And now comes the biggest chiddush of all, and we don't keep it anymore. We talk about our months as Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. We already don't use the Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi anymore. So, why is that? So, Ramban Taka brings over here, because it's Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Aleph, Shemos HaChadoshim Olu Imam Mibovel, that they brought the Shemos HaChadoshim together with them from Bavel. You know, it's very interesting that if you look in the Nevi'im, which were written by the Shivas Tzion, that means the last of the Nevi'im, by us the one we know best is Megillas Esther. So there we always see there's two. Chaydesh Shneimasa, Hu Chaydesh Adar. Chaydesh Harishon, Hu Chaydesh Nisan. What was happening? Because that was the period when things started changing. They had been used to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the way the Rabbanu Shem said here in Parshas Boy, that we should be Mekayim the Mitzvah, namely, Chaydesh Harishon, Chaydesh Sheni, Chaydesh Shneimasa. And now suddenly, Shemos HaChadoshim, all the Tommy Babel, they're going to start calling them by names. How, what do you mean they're going to start calling them by names? Are we allowed to be Mevatel of Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa? So the answer is, the Ramban tells us that this change from counting Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi to counting Nisan Iyar Sivan is a kiyum of the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu. We know the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, especially by the Seder, we talk about it, whether Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos or not. So Rabbi Elozman Azariah says that Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, but not B'yomai Samashiach, like the Chachomim say. The Chachomim say Lehovili Me Samashiach, but Rabbi Elozman Azariah says, no, we don't. Because he says in the Gemara in Brachos, Lochein, Hine Yomim Boim Nu'um Hashem. V'lo yeoma oid chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Tzofen, u'mikol ho'a rotzo es asher hidicham shom, v'shavtem al ho'at mosom asher nosati la'voisom. It's a posting in Yemiya that after the Geula from Bovel, after the Shivas Tzion, we're not going to say anymore chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim, but we're going to say chai asher helos b'nei Yisroel that means that the Nisim of the Geulas Bovel are going to trump Keilu, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a very strange thing though, because what we know, we know it best from the Haggadah, better than from the Gemara, but the emphasis you can see in the Gemara that Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk Gemara is saying that it goes on Yomai Samashiach, that we're not going to say anymore in Yomai Samashiach Schiach Yitzias Mitzrayim, because then there's going to be a din of Lochein Hine Boim No Yom Boim No Hashem V'lo Yom Rochai Hashem Hashelas B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. And we're still counting Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why are we still counting Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're still saying Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leilos because the Mashiach isn't here yet. Called Rabbi Elozman Azariah. We say Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leilos, and that posuk which Yirmiyahu said is not chal yet, because when is it chal in Yomai Samashiach? So what's the pshat that legabe the Shemas HaChadoshim, it's chal right away when we came back from Bovel? That's a Meir de Gezach. I think I heard once from Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that the Chachomim were machnes a shtickel Yemois HaMashiach into the Geula from Bovel. It's a Meir de Gezach. Be'etzem the posuk of Lochein Yomim Boim Ne'um Hashem refers to Yomois HaMashiach, like you see in Chazal, legabe the din of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Afal Tichein, the Ramban says that the Yerushalmi, which says that Shemos HaChadoshim Helu Itam Mibavel, is that legabe this is Keili, it's already Yomois HaMashiach, that whatever changes are going to be brought about in Yomois HaMashiach, that change was pushed forward. It's a little bit, that means that the Geula from Bovel is like a little bit of Yomai Samashiach already. Now what does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? So we have a lot of funny things over here. We have Ashen Zamol, that you have a mitzvah in the Torah which is so important that it's the very first mitzvah that the Rebbein Shem gave us. The very first mitzvah the Rebbein Shem gave us as a klal. V'loyoid, that he gave it to us in a different way than he gave us all the other mitzvahs. Because all the other mitzvahs, we have the Gemaras and Chagigah, you have Hasina, you have Ayel Mayed, you have Abba Ismayav, you have places where the Rebbein Shem gave us mitzvahs. Eretz Mitzrayim is not a place where the Rebbein Shem gave us mitzvahs. He gave us the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, because we had to bring the Korban Pesach. But the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim, what's the big rush? We haven't learned about Tefillin yet, we haven't learned about Avos Hashem, we haven't learned about Talmud Torah, we haven't learned a lot of mitzvahs which we don't know yet. So why do we have to know this mitzvah? Why do we have to know this mitzvah so early? And if it's so important, why is it dafka that mitzvah that becomes bottled? It's a lot of strange things over here. But the emes is that when we think about it, it's not really so strange, and we can figure out that the energy is quite understandable over here. Because let's think a moment about what this business is of Rosh Chodesh. The whole Indian that our calendar is based on the moon. It's a lunar calendar. It's also a shtickle solar, but the Meister, our year is a lunar year. So what is this business about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is very, very important to us. And from Kiddush HaChodesh, when we say Birkas HaLevona every month, we know that we are associating it with David, Melech Yisroel, Chai V'Kayam. We think about Mashiach, we think about the moon. It's this whole kesher between the moon and David HaMelech is really a sugya by itself, and has to be discussed very, very much beyond. Rashi brings in many places that the Malchus of David HaMelech is compared to the moon. And of course, when we talk about the Malchus of David HaMelech, we think very, very, very importantly about the Malchus of Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David Avdecha. So what is the connection to the moon? What is the idea of the moon? So we know that the idea of the moon, we call it Chodesh. Chodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim. The month is called Chodesh. And of course the word Chodesh means new. And that is the idea of the moon. The moon does a Moyodik Zach up there in the sky. And that is the monthly Chodesh. That it wanes, waxes, and wanes, and waxes. And at the time when it wanes, it disappears completely. And the first moment when this little sliver of moon appears to us again, that's when theoretically we make Rosh Chodesh, depending whether people saw it, didn't see it. That's not our Indian now, but it's this idea, and the Ramo says in Shulchan Aruch, that's why we dance when we make Birkas HaLevona, because it's like the color coming to the chosn. It's like when the moon exposes itself again to the sun. It had been hidden, and now slowly and very sneeristically it comes little by little until in the middle of the month it's in its full glory, the full moon. It's a story of his chadshus. It's a story of renewing. And be'emes, that is what the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is. The Teretz is that by us, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we knew because of the korbanos. We learn by Chanukah that one of the things that they were mevatel was Rosh Chodesh. Perhaps Rosh Chodesh is nothing much. The women have a minhag, they don't sew on Rosh Chodesh. But for us, Rosh Chodesh passes like any other day. We hope we remember Yalev Yovah in the Shemoneh Esrei. And really, that's about what Rosh Chodesh is for us. But the truth is, the reason for that is because we don't think. In other words, we do mitzvahs, but we don't live the mitzvahs. If we would live with the Zman, I know by Gedolei Yisrael, by Chassidische Rebbes, they lived with the Parshas HaShavua, and that's why the Torah which they said always was Mekusha to the Parshas HaShavua. I'm sure they lived with Rosh Chodesh also. There are these stories about the Rebbes who stood for hours in the snow when they said the Birkas HaLevona. There are big things over there. There are big things over there. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. The Hischatshas. And that is the Kesher. In other words, that is a chelek of the Kesher to the Yemais HaMashiach, to our Birkas HaLevona. That just like the the moon is coming out again, and we can see it now, and it's heading towards a completion. It's heading towards a beautiful kesher with the sun, like a chasna. So at that moment, we think of Yemos HaMashiach also, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. The Ein Loch is Chatshas more than that. That those Yomim Boim, that's an entirely new thing. It's going to be a different kind of a world. We are living in a world emotionally where we say Al Shmuas Toivas, we say Boruch HaToiv HaMetiv, and Shmuas Roz, we say Boruch Dynamis. It's not going to be that way anymore. It's going to be on all Shmuz, we're going to say HaToiv HaMetiv. It's a new world. It's a new world. The Hischatshas of the moon, the Hischatshas of the moon, every month when we stand there and we say Birkas HaLevona, that Hischatshas brings us also into the Pasha of Yemos HaMashiach, which is Ein Lecho Chiddush Godel Yosa Mizeh. That's the real Chiddush which we are talking about and which we are hoping for. So it's an Inyan of Hischatshas. So really, if we would be good Yidden, so then every Rosh Chodesh, maybe all you people who are listening, maybe you are good Yidden. I know that I don't experience it, but I'm not proud of that. I'm ashamed of that. But the fact is that every Rosh Chodesh, we should feel a new flow of energy, a new Haschala, just like in a little way, I guess, we feel by Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah comes, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. When it comes, so we feel a Hischatshas, a new Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Chiddush, to feel new, to feel like a new being, like the Chazal say, by all the other Musafim, it says, V'kraftim, it says, V'asisam, Malav V'akosav, Kilo Osa, it's Atzma, a new creation. By Rosh Hashanah, we feel a little bit, those of us who are Zoycha, feel a little bit of a newness, a little bit of a new creation, we're a new Briah. And may end of that, we ought to feel in Rosh Chodesh also. And that's what the Torah says. That's the mitzvah of Torah. And that's why this mitzvah is so important. And that is the very first mitzvah. That the Torah is telling us, you know what? When you start counting your months, when your life, when you view your life as a passage of time, view it always as from the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is where you start. And when you return to it every month, then you can once more be shoeif from that chiddush, the chiddush of today you were avodim, today you're bnei chaylan, meshivut legula, me'abdus lechaylan, meshivut legula. That's the moyodik hischatshas. And what the Torah is saying is, kinderlach, don't think that this is going to be a history from 2,000 years ago. Every single month, every single Rosh Chodesh, call it Chodesh HaRishon, call it Chodesh HaSheni, call it Chodesh HaShlishi, Rishon from what? From Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wow! Chai Vodem Liros is Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzum Mitzrayim. And so one month later I say, wow, hey, it's only a month since then. Let me use my energies to set in motion what Yetzias Mitzrayim set in motion. What did Yetzias Mitzrayim set in motion? We know the halacha that we're supposed to be Samech Ge'ulah L'Tfilah. That we're Samech Goal Yisrael to Tfilah. Zogt Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the big deal? The Gemara says that Kol HaSamech Ge'ulah L'Tfilah Muftach Lo Yishehu Ben Olam Haba. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the big deal? Why is it so hard to be Samech Ge'ulah L'Tfilah, that because of that you should become a Ben Olam Haba? So he says, it's not because you daven like that, but because what's the pshat being Samech Ge'ulah L'Tfilah? What does Ge'ulah say? Ge'ulah says, Avodayhem Asher Tzeis Yasom Eretz Mitzrayim. Ge'ula, which I say every day in Shachris, if I would be an Elch Yid, it would be a moment of being kaveh in my mind that I'm an Eved Hashem. Avodahem Asher Hotzeis Yosam Eretz Mitzrayim. No, what does an Eved do? An Eved does Avoida. No, what's Tfila? Tfila is Avoida. If you're son of Ge'ula le Tfila, that means if your Ge'ula is meaningful enough for you that you experience becoming an Eved to Hashem after you say Kriyas Shema every morning and say the Birchas Kriyas Shema, Goal Yisrael, and then you say, oi, I'm an Eved, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do Avoida. That's a Meir de Gezach. Why is Tefillah Avoida? I have to say that the Pshat is like this, that I'm asking for things. I mean, the Iker Tefillah Shalchoil is after the Sholosh Rishonos and the Sholosh Achronos. In the middle, you ask for things. So why is that an avoider? When I'm asking for something, I'm not being an oiver. Ah, but sometimes I am. What if I'm a cleaning lady and I come into the house and I say, can you show me where the mop is? Can you give me the soap? So that's part of my avodah. And that's the way we're supposed to daven, apparently. That when we ask for things during the tefillah, we're supposed to asking them, where's my mop? Where's my soap? Where's my brush? These are the things I need to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Emma says, I say the whole time, it would be El Chayim. I have no business to say that to you. But there's so much in Yiddishkeit which, if we would live it, Tucker, and think what we're saying, and living in what we're saying, we would be a lot better than we are. So that's this mitzvah. Make Nisan the first month. It's not really the first month. Tishrei is the first month. But make this the first month, because it's the first month from the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the Chiddush of the Chodesh, the energy which flows in me new from the Chodesh, I'm going to use the way I should use it. Oh, so Mimela, once we understand that, so then that Kashya, then we can understand, for example, why it was said in Mitzrayim. That what bothered us. What was the big hurry of saying this in Mitzrayim? Why couldn't it wait till HaSinai? Tell us it's Poshet. And the shaitos to the Korban Pesach now is Poshet. What the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying like this, Kinderloch, your whole Yiddishkeit is going to revolve around making the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim real in your lives. Well, live it really now. You're about to live it. You're about to take a set, and you're about to bring a Korban Pesach, and you're about to be Mosnechem Chagurim Na'alchem V'raglechem. Experience it. Make it into a living experience. Because if you make it into a living experience, then, as the Chadoshim roll around for 2,000 years, you'll have something to come back to. But that they had to learn what a Jewish life is going to look like. And that is why this mitzvah had to be told to them already in Mitzrayim and Dafka before the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Why? Because what the Ribbono Shel Olam was telling them, Kinderloch, live this thing, live every minute, experience every minute. You're a unique generation. You're the only one who actually are going out of Mitzrayim. Your Kinderloch, your Einekloch are going to be Chai Volum Lirozet Atzmo Ke'ilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. But you're the ones who are actually going out of Mitzrayim. Live every second of it. Live every second of it. So that when you talk about Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi, so you'll really experience in the way in which I want you to experience it. Maybe we can understand also the Shaila. Yes, why Dafka this mitzvah became bottled? And why Dafka does Yemoisa Mashiach Ki'ilu intrude into Shiva's Tzion by the Golus Bobel? It's not Mashiach yet. Mashiach is not here. We're still being Mazki Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leilas. So what are you telling me that the Shemus Chadoshim Olo Itami Bobel? Oh, but the way we're being Mazbe is very good. Because the whole thing is an Indian of Chiddush. If the whole thing is an Indian of Chiddush, then the more Chodesh the Chiddush is, the better. In other words, it's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Be'etzem, it's the same mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Chodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Yeah, but that is because it reminds you of that Geula. But if you have a newer Geula, where the Chiddush is more Chodesh, so the same mitzvah which was earlier Mechayev me to count the months, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi, is now Mechayev me to count the months by the names of the month. It's mamish the same, because the Rishonim asking Bevrochas also, it's very, very funny. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lo Yom Ha'ed, Chai Hashem Ha'el Ha'el Mitzrayim, Elo Chai Hashem Ha'el 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 Sofan. How can the mitzvah become bottled? The mitzvahs are not going to become bottled. Teret is, the Rambam says, because that's the key of the mitzvah. It's just a different way of being mekayim the mitzvah. And just like we say that legava the din of matzkir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos, but that's going to tuck away till Mashiach comes. So legava this din is true now already. Exactly like with Yemoisa Mashiach, we'll be able to say, we won't say Chai Hashem Hashael Es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, but we'll say Chai Hashem Hashael Es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Sofer. The Geula of the Yemoisa Mashiach, that's going to trump. Yeah, the Avad Givis, the Shiva Sion, is not going to trump that, and that's why we still say Shlius Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. But when Mashiach comes, it's going to be such Nisim that that's going to trump Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in the same way, the Gabbai the Chiddush of Chiddush. So the new experience of the Shivas Tzion from the Golus Bavel is going to be sufficiently new. In other words, a chunk of the newness of Mashiach enters into history much earlier than Mashiach actually came, because it provides us with the newness which will energize us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam the way we should serve him. And that's why this mitzvah became bottle before Yom HaMashiach. Not because the mitzvah became bottle, but the way of being mekayemet changed. And why? Because the etzem mahus of the mitzvah is mechayev that the biggest chiddush should be the one that trumps. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to say shiurim now for the next couple of weeks. In Yetz Hashem on Sunday, we're leaving for Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. In Yetz Hashem, we'll be back after Pesach. Yetz Hashem. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's difficult with the internet, with the emails, of course, all these things. I'm not sure whether the technicalities will make it possible. I'll take the recorder along and see what happens. If not, in Yetz Hashem, I want to wish you all a Frelich and Kosher and Pesach. And in Yetz Hashem, if the Rabbi Hashem gives us Kayach, we'll be back after Pesach. But if it's possible, we'll send some also maybe before Pesach still in the coming weeks.